Good evening, my beloved coven of listeners. Gather round your hearth fire, but don't look directly into the flames, for we have for you a tale of nightmares, not-so-near-death experiences, and, of course, necromancy. Speaking of necromancy, the Fireside Mystery Theater live show is back! This tale was told to a predominantly alive audience as part of our original presentation, Nightfall on the Nutmeg State. These almost entirely true stories are stitched together with thread, spun from the classic northeastern Gothic backdrop of a special location we like to call Connecticut. The story you're about to hear, The Grave of Midnight Mary, was taped live at the Westport Library in Westport, Connecticut, on Friday the 13th of October, 2023. Welcome, one and all, to this, our long-awaited, eagerly anticipated, and very first live presentation since COVID-19 was young. It has been a while, my lovelies. And we are thrilled to be here with you as we tread the boards of this hallowed institution known as the Westport Library, here in beautiful Westport, Connecticut, so cozily nestled on the shores of the Saugatuck River. Now, let us trace our collective fingers along the map, from Westport to the auspicious town of New Haven. New Haven is Connecticut's third largest city and home to a respected but little-known university. Well, perhaps you've heard of it. Okay, yes, you've definitely heard of it. Yale. It's Yale. New Haven is also home to Evergreen Cemetery, the final resting place of many of Connecticut's most notable citizens, including two state governors, one Civil War general, and Edward Boucher, the first African-American to earn a PhD at an American university. Yale. It was Yale. But the most famous grave can be found at the back of the cemetery, Plot 50, Grave 4, which contains a large pink granite tombstone with the following epitaph. At high noon, just from and about to renew her daily work, in her full strength of body and mind, Mary E. Hart, having fallen prostrate, remained unconscious until she died at midnight, October 15, 1872. Arching above that epitaph in thick black letters, you'll find another message. The people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away. Rather ominous for a gravestone. Even more ominous is the legend that comes along with it. Rumor has it that Mary Hart now haunts Evergreen Cemetery as Midnight Mary, wreaking horrible vengeance for the wrong that was done to her. But what wrong was that? We take you now to a quaint but cozy cottage deep in the woods where three mysterious women are busily preparing to receive a not entirely welcome dinner guest.
Are we out of bay leaves?
And why would we need bay leaves? It's a terrible time for manifestation spells. There is a new moon in Capricorn.
It's for the pot roast I'm making for Mr. Hart. I asked you to put it on the shopping list last week.
Well, I didn't. Oh, who's Mr. Hart?
He's my fiancé.
Oh, really, Chloe? Did your other coven approve the match? I don't recall this sisterhood giving consent.
Well, I don't care either way. If Chloe wants to enter into a meaningless human contract and subject herself to the whims of a silly human man, she's a grown witch and can do what she likes. I doubt she'll be gone long. Darling, you may be leaving our coven, but just remember, when the time comes, the door will always be open to our poison cabinet.
I'm not going to poison James. I love him. He's perfect for me. He's kind, he's honest, he's single. Well, he's a widower. Which reminds me, do not mention his dead wife. It makes him very sad.
Well, I hope he likes bland, unseasoned pot roast because someone forgot to buy every spice on my list.
Oh, I didn't forget. I just didn't want to.
I'm sure he won't mind. The poor man probably hasn't had a home-cooked meal in ages. Now, Lucille, you must promise me you're not brewing up some kind of silly little witchy potion to turn him into a frog or send him into another dimension.
Of course not. That would have required help from one of you. I only had time to cook the food. I didn't have the time or the ingredients, Alma, for any spell work.
Really? I mean, you've been at it for hours. I assumed you were doing some kind of magic.
I am. I have created a four-course meal for four people with only 12 hours notice.
Well, so what? No spell? At all? Not even a protective salt ring? What, we just trust men now? We just let them into our cottage, our most sacred space, and feed them food that has no witchcraft or poison in it?
Oh, fine, I'll go find something.
Yes, please. Oh, have we learned nothing from the Hartford witch trials after watching our sisters burn and burn?
Well, that was centuries ago.
And you're thinking of the European witch hunts during the Reformation. In Connecticut and Salem, we watched our sisters hang. They preferred hanging.
Exactly. So, the only man I will ever trust is a dead one.
Oh, that must be Mr. Hart. Glamour's on, sisters. Do not embarrass me. Hello, darling. I'm so glad you could join us.
Chloe, you look divine. Positively bewitching. And these must be your sisters. Ladies, I feel as if we are already acquainted. Let's see. The lovely lady stirring that fragrant stew must be Lucille. And the enchanting madam staring at me as though looks could kill must be Alma.
Charmed. And technically, looks can kill. You just need to pluck the eyes out of...
No. No. Thank you. Alma, nice to meet you, Mr. Hart. Please, have a seat. Here will do nicely. I hope you do enjoy this home-cooked meal. Chloe tells us it's been a while.
What do you mean? I had a lovely home-cooked meal just this morning.
Oh, my. I didn't know you could cook.
What? No, I... Oh, right. My housekeeper is an excellent cook. Of course, as soon as Chloe and I are wed, I'll dismiss her right away. The kitchen will be all yours, my dear, as will all the cooking and cleaning.
Oh, won't that be nice?
Sounds delightful. Anyway, Mr. Hart, tell us all about your dead wife.
Yes, where is she buried? She wasn't cremated, was she?
My God, no.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry, dear. I told them how sensitive you are and how very emotional you become around the subject.
Sensitive? No, I'm not sensitive. Fire away.
How did she die?
Was she fully intact?
What took her life?
Is the ground consecrated?
Where is she buried?
Great minds. Was she in the Evergreen Cemetery?
No. Well, give me a minute. I know where she's buried. Of course I do. I just need a moment. Oh. Can you pass the salt? This pot roast is quite bland.
No! Lucille, what did you do to him?
Oh, nothing permanent. I just ripped a tiny little hole in time and space so that the three of us could have a private conversation.
Oh, look at him. His little mouth so full of half-chewed meat like a cat or a demon. Isn't he just adorable?
I don't trust him.
Oh, of course you don't. You hate love.
I love love. The sisterhood of this coven is all the love I need. I just don't trust him, and neither does Lucille.
She's right, I don't. Who doesn't know where their wife is buried? Chloe, don't you know the location of all of your lover's remains?
The ones you didn't eat?
I suppose so.
All right, I didn't have time to put anything into the roast, but I did splash a little truth serum into the wine. Why don't we pour him a glass and ask him to take you to see his wife's grave?
No, you promised not to do any spells on him.
And we haven't yet. Oh, what are you afraid of? If we give him the serum and he's not lying, then we will give you our full consent to marry. Right, Alma?
Fine.
Fine.
But not as bland as my wife's cooking was. May she rest in peace.
Well, a little salt should help, and I personally feel that any meal can be improved by a glass of wine. Allow me.
Well, can't say I'm much of a drinker. Except for every single night of my morning whiskey. This wine is better than I thought it would be. I had assumed you old maids would be quite poor.
Well, Lucille, you've outdone yourself.
It comes on strong, but it wears off quickly, so let's get to it.
Tell Tell me, darling, where is your dearly beloved deceased wife buried?
Oh, my wife's not dead. I'm still very much married, and I'm having an affair with you, Chloe.
Well, that's very disappointing.
Oh, don't be sad. I absolutely intend on making you my wife. At least until you lose your looks, or I meet someone else I like better, or you can't keep up with the housework and the cooking.
All right, I think our work is done here.
No, it's just beginning. You see, old Mary, that's my wife's name, is starting to become less adept at her wifely duties. Lately, I get home from work and dinner isn't even on the table. And ever since, her aunt was widowed and the two of them are constantly visiting and gossiping and whispering, clucking like hens all night long. And when I arise, breakfast is nothing but cold ham pudding, jellied egg yolks, and cups of larded beef broth. Where's my fresh bread with bone jam?
How difficult that must be for you.
Yes, and I feel as though Chloe understands me. She's truly devoted to making me happy. Mary has fallen under the influence of her shrew of an aunt and given up on pleasing her spouse.
Yes, dear, but you are still married.
Fair enough, but you know what? I deserve better. I need to seek out some happiness in this world, and I will do whatever it takes. In fact, if you want to see where my wife is buried, then by God, I will bury my wife. I'll return directly to town, murder my Mary in cold blood, and then, Chloe, I will take you to her grave. We will stand upon it, and after which, I will whisk you off to the chapel where we will become man and wife.
Oh, no. Please don't do that. No, thank you.
Shh. You are a good woman, and I know you would never ask this of me, but I am prepared to do what is needed. So I must be off. Farewell, ladies. Thank you for this mediocre dinner. You are all very strange, and I'm feeling pretty weird. But Chloe, you are a vision, and I have also enjoyed ogling Lucille's delicious hips as well as Alma's ample bosom. Expect to hear from me soon. Ta-ta!
Well, that took a turn. Oh, no, Chloe.
I thought he'd be different. He seemed to really like me.
Oh, I don't think that was the problem.
I'll be in my room.
Oh, for Satan's sake, at least take the chalice to collect your tears.
Just let her go. Chloe, I brought you your favorite. Live nightcrawlers soaked in the blood of bats.
Thank you. Put them in my broom satchel. I'll eat them as I fly.
And where are we going?
Well, if it wasn't for us, Mr. Hart would have never have thought of murdering his poor wife. So now I am going into town to report him to the constable.
Oh, no. Do you think
that's wise?
Let's think this through. You, an unmarried woman and a stranger to the community, are planning on showing up in the middle of the night to report a crime that may or may not have been committed with no evidence and nothing to back up your story?
Yes.
No! As much as we adore breaking you out of the menstrual wing of the Home for Hysterical Women, we can't just call upon the constable.
Exactly. We need to make him believe suspecting Mr. Hart was his idea.
Not a prophetic dream. What if we land in a nightmare? They exhaust me and they ruin my glamour.
That's a chance we'll have to take. I'll get the valerian root. Chloe, light the candles. And Alma.
Yes, I've already made the salt ring. It's not like this is the first dream we've appeared in. How's my hair?
Lovely. You ready, sisters?
Come now. Let's go higher, Stevens. Higher. I want to show Belle the Taj Mahal.
Of course, sir. You are very smart and an excellent constable. It is an honor to work beneath you and to pilot your flying dirigible castle warship.
Indeed, deputy. You are one lucky man, but not as lucky as I to have such a comely and handsome woman as the lovely Belle. Look, darling, the pyramids of Giza.
Giza.
Move, Lucille. I want to see the pyramids.
Those aren't the pyramids, Chloe. The real pyramids don't have the constable's face etched into them. And don't look down, Alma.
Why? Oh, sweet Lucifer. Humans should not fly. It's just not natural.
Well, actually, it's perfectly natural. You see, the fire heats up the air, and then the air attempts to escape the fire by flying into the blue. Right, Stevens?
Exactly, sir! That is how this works!
I know! Welcome, ladies, to my flying dirigible castle warship. I built it for my paramour. May I introduce you to the lovely Belle? Damn it, Stevens, look what you've done. Belle turned into mother again.
I apologize, sir. It is my fault.
All right, sisters, drop your glamours and let's get this over with. Heed this message from the three. Here in dreams we call to thee.
James Hart is a man depraved, murderer, and foolish knave.
It is his wife and early grief.
Mary Hart is yours to save.
Oh, yes, anything you say. Mother, help!
Morning, Lucille. How long was I out? I'm so worried about Mary Hart.
I, too, am beside myself with worry. I even went for a walk to bare my breasts in the moonlight and scream. That always relaxes me. But I still can't stop thinking about her. I'll take my coffee with a pinch of cinnamon, Lucille.
This is not coffee. I am also worried, so I've been up all night preparing for a divination. We can ask for a vision to ensure the dream worked, and then we can finally move on from all this. Chloe, I'll need a lock of your hair, and Alma, just a pinch of earwax.
I was saving it, but fine. Let's see how Mr. Hart is liking his new prison cell.
Oh, poor Mr. Hart. Not too many home-cooked meals in prison. I wonder how else he'll pay for his crimes. Well, all will be revealed after a few words from our sponsors. Now, back to the grave of Midnight Mary.
Chloe, would you like to do the honors?
And we sing his name. Mr. Hart.
Mr. Hart.
Mr. Hart.
All right, there he is, vigorously pacing in my favorite pair of trousers, the ones that perfectly outline his murderous intentions, because he's a murderer and I can do better.
That's right. Where's Mary?
Why isn't Hart in jail? And where's the constable?
Oh, that must be him.
Took him long enough. We gave him the message right after sundown. We were perfectly clear.
Shh, I want to hear what the men are saying.
Well, that's a first.
Well, Hart, I am terribly sorry for your loss.
And how exactly did she die?
Oh, no. We're too late.
Stevens, have a little respect. The man's in mourning. But do tell us, Hart, what were the circumstances of her passing?
Well, right around noon, she was about to renew her daily work. And out of the blue, she fell prostrate and remained unconscious until midnight.
And did you call for the doctor?
Of course he did! You did, right?
Well, no. I thought she was just having one of her spells. You know, something to do with her monthly troubles or her recent weight gain. But the next thing I knew, she was gone.
And you have no reason to suspect any foul play.
Of course he does. He killed her.
Shh. Why would I suspect any foul play?
Because your otherwise robust and healthy wife seemed to succumb to an illness previously unknown after several sources saw you cavorting with a beautiful young woman several towns over.
Why, thank you. I do so miss our cavorting.
Stevens, enough! This is not one of your Ethan Allan Poe stories. Sometimes women just die.
Edgar, sir.
Her name was Mary Hart. But I will admit, I also have reason to suspect foul play.
You do?
Yes, go on.
All right. I'll tell you, but don't laugh. I had the craziest dream last night. A bunch of women, I think, appeared to me and told me that you were going to murder your wife.
Murder my wife? What else happened in your dream? Were you in your floating balloon machine? Was your pen pal Belle manning the wheel?
No! Stevens was! Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. I'm terribly embarrassed. But I have to say, Belle was in my dream last night, and so was Mother.
Oh, go on.
No! No, please don't! I've seen enough! Vision, be gone!
going to make a puppet so I can hex Mr. Hart.
No puppets. They always come to life, and you always promise to take care of them, but you never do. Besides, what we need to do is the responsible thing. Summon our demon familiar, have her murder everyone in town, then burn it to the ground. Obsidian!
No! No. No more disappearing towns. You remember Deadly Town and Bear a Hack. We don't want a repeat of that night. That terrible, terrible night. Besides, I have a much better idea.
No, Lucille!
In a perfect time, you never let me do necromancy! And think about it, we'll have a real living human witness to Mary Hart's murder! Mary Hart!
It's not the worst idea.
I'll prepare the sacrifice.
And I'll open a nice bottle of red.
There's an open bottle of blood in the icebox. And let's have some wine, too. Oh, I'm so excited. I love necromancy. And I am sure that this time everything is going to go just fine and nothing terrible will happen at all.
If you say so.
Okay. Sisters, take my hands and let us light our hearth fire. Gaze into the flames, but not directly, not like last time, and raise the soul of Mary Hart. By this sacred passage, ancient and arcane, let the thread be uncut.
Warm the flesh from the dark.
Reawaken the soul of Mary Hart. Supposed to see something in the flames?
Shh, these things take time. I can kind of see something.
Don't look directly at the fire. All I can see is a big pitch black nothing.
Do you hear that?
Sounds like something rustling.
Dark Lord, what is that? That was the point.
Oh, they must have buried her.
And now she's alive?
Undo the spell. Kill her, quickly.
I don't know how.
You're a necromancer and you don't know the counterspell.
I don't like killing living things. I never learned that part. Oh, I can't sleep with all this screaming.
Do you think she'll be all right?
No, Chloe. The woman is buried alive. She's not going to be all right.
Well, we have to do something.
Don't you think we've helped enough? So far, we've inspired her husband to murder her and then necromanced her back to life under the worst possible circumstances.
How was I supposed to know she was buried already? She died, what, 10 hours ago?
Oh, well, we have to fly there right now and dig her up.
Absolutely not. How would we explain digging up corpses in the moonlight? Should we just wear painted signs around our necks that say, "Hello, I'm a witch. Please hunt me."
Oh, I know. We'll give the constable another dream. I would like to see those pyramids again.
Oh, and just watch him spring into action like he did when she was murdered.
No, no. We need someone who can get things done quickly.
So a woman. How about her aunt? Didn't Mr. Hart mention she was a terrible shrew? And shrews get things done.
Yes, I'll make the salt ring.
Hello? Where is she?
This kitchen is filthy. I didn't know dreams could smell.
Oh, there she is, by the sink.
Who does the dishes in a dream?
I do, all the time. Hello, are you Mary Hart's aunt? We don't mean to frighten you. Or do we? Did we say we were going to do a scary dream?
Oh, the poor dear. Her hands are covered in blood. There's so much blood. I think this is a nightmare.
Well, if it isn't, it's about to be. Come on, sisters. Glamour's off. Heed this message from the three, and in this hell we call to thee.
James Hart is a man depraved. Mary's heart still beating, brave.
Light her screaming from the grave.
Mary Hart is yours to save.
Oh,
Lucille, wake up. How long were we asleep?
Not that long. Nightmares really sap my strength. Lucille, get up.
I don't even remember how we got home. Do you think she heard our message? Lucille, we should do a divination, just to make sure. Why isn't she waking up?
Yes, we should. Lucille. Oh, Dark Lord. Not today. Not like this. My sister, my only heart.
I'm awake. Oh, wait.
You scared me! Don't you ever do that again!
I'm sorry, dears. I'm just so tired.
Oh, we all are. When you put on the divination cauldron, can you make coffee, too?
Of course.
So, we'll just take a quick look and make sure her aunt got there in time, right?
Yes, we'll just get a quick little vision of Mrs. Hart, exhumed, alive, and I was going to say well, but I'm sure she's severely traumatized.
Well, at least let's hope she's of sound enough mind to speak out against her murderer.
Chloe, will you sing the name?
And we sing her name. Mary Hart.
Mary Hart.
Mary Hart.
All right, fellas. Let's get her on the table.
Is this a hospital?
Oh, no.
Oh, good Lord. Would you look at her fingernails?
Yeah, she must have had quite the night.
She was alive all night? Why didn't her aunt go to her? Did we do the scary poem wrong?
Well, I don't think it requires an advanced medical degree to determine the cause of death. This woman was buried alive.
But you know me. I'm the best mortician in 5 counties. I know what a dead woman looks like, and this woman was dead.
Oh, Sims, don't take it so hard. We've all made mistakes. Remember when I stated the cause of death is childbirth, and the woman wasn't even pregnant?
Yes, it was obesity. It's always obesity.
It is. Do you think the hysterical aunt had something to do with it?
Perhaps. Or maybe her dream was just a, call it, womanly intuition?
Yes, that must be it. Poor Mrs. Hart. Well, let's get her back in the ground.
No. No, she can't be dead. This isn't fair. Vision, be gone!
Now calm down, Lucille. We did everything we could.
Oh, yes, we absolutely destroyed this woman's life.
Yes, and I feel terrible about it. What are you doing?
Where did I put my grimoire?
No, absolutely not. No more necromancy.
Do not tell me what I can and cannot do with my own magic. Where is my spell book?
It's in your hand, sister.
Oh, so it is.
And what do you think you're going to do? Wake her up in her grave again?
Be quiet. I need to concentrate. By this sacred passage, ancient and arcane, let the thread be uncut, warm the flesh from the dark, reawaken the soul of Mary Hart. Oh, there's a soul. I see it in the flames. Why won't it go into the flesh?
Maybe she doesn't want to come back to life.
Hey, Lucille, step back from the fire.
What is happening? I can see her soul. It's right there. It's almost as if she's looking directly at
me. No, no, do not look into the fire.
Lucille, look away from the fire.
Oh, not again. Wait. Where am I? Are you the woman I saw in my grave?
Mary Hart?
I don't think I'm supposed to be here. It's so strange.
Yes, you are inside of our sister, Lucille. We are witches. Please be very careful with her. We love her very much.
Do you? She feels tired. I know the feeling. Working from sun up to sundown, tending to everyone, making sure the whole family is happy and healthy. No time to rest. Poor Lucille.
Well, she's never said anything like that to us.
No? Or were you so busy enjoying your nice clean house and folded laundry and sparkling dishes that you didn't hear her?
Do you know why my beloved aunt didn't wait to run to my aid? She had gone to my home to take care of the household after my murder. James expected her to work like I did. Wake at 5 a.m., make his disgusting breakfast, tend to the chickens, milk the goats, cook, clean, all while maintaining a girlish figure and pretending to be a devoted, affectionate wife. My aunt was exhausted. Even your weird little poem couldn't wake her, and I died scraping my bloody fingers on the lid of my pine box.
We swear on the life of this coven, if you please leave our Lucille, we will restore you to life.
No! I was finally at peace. My work had come to an end. At last, I was able to rest.
Oh. Oh my. So you wanted to be dead?
I prayed for the sweet kiss of death every hour of every day.
Then we will return you beyond the veil if you'll just step out of our Lucille.
You will return me, but I do not want to pass into the light. I want my revenge.
Whatever you say, Mary, we'll happily return you as a ghost. You will be welcome to haunt Evergreen Cemetery for as long as you like.
Evergreen Cemetery? I want to appear before James in our marital bed, shrieking his name as I wrap my hands around his throat and watch the light pass from his stupid little eyes!
And we love where your head is at, but unfortunately, ghosts can't strangle men. Can you imagine who would be left? And also, you are tied to your final resting place.
I will have my revenge! What will you give me to have your sister back?
How about your ghost, but we give you just a bit of magic, What if every night at midnight you have the power to assume corporeal form and do whatever you please for 10 seconds?
3 hours.
1 minute.
Done. But how will I get my husband to stand on my grave at midnight?
Oh! I believe I can help with that.
Excellent. All right, off you go.
Oh, and one last thing!
Yes, anything.
Don't forget to thank Lucille every once in a while. Perhaps allow her to hang that chore wheel.
All right, fine. Go on, back into the flames.
Goodbye, Mary Hart. We are very sorry about everything.
Don't be. I've never been happier. I'm finally free!
That was unpleasant.
Oh, Lucille!
We are so sorry. We didn't mean to be so ungrateful.
You are the heart of this coven, Lucille. We don't tell you that enough.
It's all right. Come here, sisters. We're all right now. It looks like Mary Hart is exactly where she wants to be. And so am I.
Should we send her a final blessing?
Yes, let's.
Be well, Mary Hart. Do no harm.
Unless it's midnight.
And then, do what you will.
Good for her.
Good for her.
And now, our sweet siren, Martina Da Silva, will sing...
Yankee what? Doodle. The state song of Connecticut.
And what is your second song idea?
That is the only song I have prepared.
Really? I mean, that's kind of killing the spooky vibe.
I know it sounds corny, but I am going to kill it.
And I believe you, darling, but...
Take a step back. Trust me. I got this. Macaroni. Father and I went down to camp along with Captain Gooding. There we saw the men and boys along.
tasty pudding, Yankee Doodle. Keep it up, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. That was Captain Washington, upon a stopping stallion, giving orders to his men. I guess there was a million. And the feathers on his hat, they look so very fine. I wanted desperately to get to give to my Jemima. Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy.
Call it macaroni. So, who here would be brave enough to set foot upon the cursed plot of Midnight Mary's grave? Perhaps after a stiff drink, or three. Speaking of which, it's time for a short intermission. I'll meet you at the bar.
And that was The Grave of Midnight Mary. The cast featured in this episode include Casey LaForest as Lucille, Mary Murphy as Chloe, Alan LaForest as James Hart, Eric Davey Gislason as the Constable, Michael Pate as the Deputy, James Kleinman as the Mortician, James Reeser as the Coroner, and the part of Alma was played by me, Ali Silva. The state song of Connecticut, Yankee Doodle, was performed by Martina De Silva, accompanied by Nico Slater. The Grave of Midnight Mary was written by Liz Leiser and Casey LaForest. Our live show and podcast are produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. The live performance of Nightfall on the Nutmeg State was supported by Verso Studios at the Westport Library in Westport, Connecticut. Our musical score was performed by Nico Slater. Our lead sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ. Additional sound design by Ricardo Delgado and Ali Silva. This series was directed by the team of Liz Leiser, Casey LaForest, and Ali Silva. Our fabulous Fireside production coven includes Liz Leiser, Casey LaForest, and Mary Murphy. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Want to support us? Become an FMT Patreon patron today by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or just follow the link from our website. It's a great way to stoke our fires and hear early releases, Patreon-only content, and enjoy other rewards as you help to keep our fireside flickering. If you fancy, give us a rating and review, and you can follow us on social media at Fireside Mystery. Next up, have you ever dreamed of running away with the circus? How about running away from the circus? Stay tuned for Little Miss 1565, based on the tragic Hartford Circus Fire of 1944. It was truly the hottest show in town. Coming up next from Fireside Mystery Theater. So, the next time you're taking a gothic midnight stroll through a haunted cemetery, remember what horrors may manifest if you fail to mind the shadows.